The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us momentarily will be Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and she'll tell you what she's been up to just before coming on the air today. I want to talk about something yesterday, about someone that came in for a quick consult with a condition called polycythemia vera. It's a kind of a rare disorder, and you probably haven't heard of it, but what it is, a condition where the bone marrow is overproducing red blood cells. And the treatment, and the basic treatment is, well, the mainstream treatment is just take out blood, keep the red blood cell count down, and they do nothing more than that. And I was surprised that besides, that they weren't doing any other testing besides checking his hemoglobin and hematocrit, not even checking his iron levels. And we're going to talk about iron a little bit later in the program. So he would go, periodically go have blood taken out just to, you know, so you don't develop the side effects of too much blood. And they are serious and perhaps and could be deadly, because the side effect of blood clots, and if you hit a clot in the heart or the brain, it's a serious problem. But what I found to be kind of interesting, but not surprising, is when you try to find out what is the cause of polycythemia vera, here's what they say, and this is in many websites, they say the same thing. It's a rare disorder that occurs more often in men than in women, and rarely in anyone under the age of 40. And this is typical of mainstream medicine. When they don't have a clue, they blame the genes. So they say it's usually associated with a genetic mutation. And they give the specific gene, and they say it's responsible for making a protein that helps make blood cells. Mutations are changes or damages in the body's DNA, and DNA is responsible for all of your physical characteristics from eye color to fingerprints. And then they go on to say, red blood cells are made in your bone marrow, and this production of blood cells is supposed to be tightly regulated, but if you have polycythemia vera, your bone marrow produces too many red blood cells. So that's the cause. Now, that is not the cause. They just don't know what the cause is. What they're basically saying is, this is what happens in polycythemia, but we don't know why it happens. And so out of curiosity, if you remember the program last week, we were talking about Chris Christopherson and how he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And then a doctor thought, you know, let me just check him for Lyme disease, because Lyme disease can give you similar symptoms of dementia. As it turned out, he tested positive for Lyme disease. This is about 6 years after he was diagnosed. And they started treating him for Lyme disease, and his memory started coming back. You know, so I said, well, just for the heck of it, because I didn't know what I would find, I said, let me Google polycythemia and Lyme disease. And a connection turned up, that there might be a connection between it. So what this is telling me is that we have to really lower the bar in our suspicions when it comes to infections and illness. You know, right now we don't connect those dots often enough. It reminds me of another issue we spoke about, and that was that a perfectly healthy 14-year-old girl that was given a Gardasil vaccine, And after the vaccine, she got extremely sick. And everybody was pointing fingers at everybody else as what caused all the problems. You know, some people wanted to blame the vaccine. Other people said, oh, it couldn't be the vaccine. So when they worked her up very thoroughly in this case, and by the way, people never get worked up like that because, you know, they don't have the symptoms to justify that kind of workup. They found that she had multiple infections in her body that would be considered subclinical, meaning asymptomatic. But the vaccine was the straw that broke the camel's back. In other words, it overwhelmed the immune system. Up until then, the immune system was keeping everything in check, but that vaccine allowed everything to go haywire, so to speak, and she became sick. So what I'm trying to say is we are exposed and are harboring lots of different infections in our body, but our immune systems keep it under control. But we have to be concerned that perhaps when someone gives you a diagnosis, in this case it was polycythemia vera, but in other cases it might just be fatigue, lack of energy. I mean, almost any symptom you could think of, it could be an infection just disrupting how your body functions, and that needs to be considered. Now, look who just walked in here.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And I said to our listeners, I'll let Janet tell everyone what she was doing before the radio show today.
Okay, so I arrived at the Institute of Advanced Medicine just a little earlier than usual for UVLRX treatment. And so the question was asked of me earlier today, what made you decide to do a UVLRX treatment? Kind of the same thing that made me decide to do all of the chelation treatments that I did here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. I figure at my age, first of all, with regard to the chelation, I must have accumulated any number of heavy metals and have a potentially subclinical toxic load, so to speak, and the same motivation. There must be certain viruses that are kind of circulating in my body, but not necessarily significant dormant enough to make me feel any symptom.
Like dormant viruses.
Dormant viruses, because I've had chicken pox.
Yeah, well, exactly. I was just going to say, a perfect example is people that get shingles. Mm-hmm. That viruses have been in their body their whole life, and their immune system kept it under control until something comes along that weakens their immune system. And then the virus becomes active.
And so, there have to be different things that I'm exposed to that aren't intense enough to make me feel ill or to create a symptom, but they're there. So I'm very much in the area of proactive. One of the things that I used to do was the ultraviolet blood treatment before the UVLRX machine was here, and I looked at that treatment as preventive, taking it possibly in the fall instead of having any kind of a flu shot. So my immune system is very nicely supported, and I'm not so vulnerable to whatever viruses, whatever illnesses are kind of going around. So I had the UVLRX. It takes about an hour. The technicians here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine are so fabulously wonderful that it is you barely notice that you have been situated with the catheter, and there was no sensation whatsoever during the treatment. It was, I'm expecting fabulously wonderful results that I have my immune system dramatically supported.
you know, you mentioned the word catheter. It's a routine IV catheter. It's nothing special, nothing painful.
It's very tiny.
Yeah, so it's, you know, nothing. You know, what's really extravagant about this is what's really very neat is they put the light source into the vein.
Right.
Instead of having to take the blood out to expose it to the light source. And that really is what makes it such a good and effective treatment, because you're not just getting, the blood is not just being exposed to the ultraviolet light now. It's being exposed to red light and green light. The red light has additional functions in helping reduce inflammation and dealing with infections, and the green light improves the circulation of your blood throughout all the blood vessels, because it helps improve the flexibility of the red blood cells, so now it can squeeze into these tiny vessels, capillaries, and deliver oxygen to all the tissues of the body. And that's part of the reasons why people feel so much better, but it's also improving mitochondrial function. And as we mentioned yesterday, the basic pathway to disease is mitochondrial dysfunction. You disrupt the mitochondria and that will predispose you to disease. I want to get back to polycythemia vera for a second.
I just want to add one more thing. I wasn't dealing with anything. I have fabulously good energy and my function is good. I'm looking for a better tennis game.
Well, you know what it is? Sometimes you don't know how sick you are until you get better.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're sick. I'm just saying you're used to feeling a certain way, and you say, okay, I feel fine. And then, you know, maybe you'll feel finer.
I'm very excited to possibly feel finer. Okay.
You know, and we get feedback in all different ways. People say more energy. Someone said their eyesight improved, and that's understandable. If you improve the blood flow to your eyes, your eyesight can improve. Other people have said the pain in their legs that they would experience with walking improved. In other words, that's another sign of improved circulation. So just a couple of things. We have patients with Lyme disease getting better. So a whole bunch of different areas where people are improving.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are talking about something that is kind of an unusual diagnosis, polycythemia vera. But as Dr. Slavin's been mentioning, maybe the symptoms are being treated, but no one has come out with information about what is the underlying cause, what causes that DNA damage that would ultimately manifest in this symptom of polycythemia vera.
So I just want to, you know, I'm jumping around today, but again, about Chris Christopherson, who had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, then checked him and he had Lyme disease, and when he treated that, his Alzheimer's got better. And the reason I spoke about that, because it was a report out around the same time saying that beta amyloid plaque that they always blame as the cause of Alzheimer's disease, they found that that's the result of the brain defending itself against infection. And if you develop enough amyloid plaque, it's going to cause dementia, meaning you've been exposed to a lot of infections. So, Alzheimer's disease, probably the result of infections. We see a lot of other illnesses, cancer, for example, a lot behind cancer, viruses and other infections. So when the patient comes to me and says, you know, I'm being treated for polycythemia vera, which is a overproduction of red blood cells by the bone marrow, I just say, well, let's see if there's any connection with Lyme disease, and it's been mentioned. But not to mainstream medicine. They're not, looking there. They're just looking to phlebotomize people, meaning reducing the amount of blood in the person, just treating the symptom, and every few weeks they'll do it again as the blood levels go up again. But I want to highlight for a second some of the symptoms of it. It's unfortunate, and this really highlights why it's important to see a doctor on a routine basis. If you think you're perfectly healthy, maybe once a year is enough. If you're being treated for any problem, depending upon what it is, twice a year to four times a year, you should be monitored, because you really don't know what's going to happen. And do you really want to let it go unnoticed for a long time?
Dr. Slavin, I have a question. Polycythemia vera, might someone respond positively with intense hydration, you know, really focusing on enhancing intake of fluids? Might someone really dramatically respond to things like, say, garlic, vitamin E, and fish oil? Or it wouldn't be enough?
Well, that's what I say. It wouldn't be enough. But on the other hand, if you become dehydrated, it's going to make the condition far more worse. Here are the symptoms. People out there might be wondering, could they possibly have it? Well, very common symptoms: fatigue, difficulty breathing, tingling in the hands and feet. You know, kind of common symptoms. What are the complications of untreated polycythemia vera? Well, it's a blood clot. If it's in the heart, it's a heart attack. If it's in the brain, it's a stroke. And if it's in your legs, it's a deep venous thrombosis, blood clot in your legs. But it's easy to pick up. If you'd see a doctor, you know, one of the more common tests they do, a CBC, a complete blood count. That's how you pick it up. You see your red blood cells are high, then the doctor starts looking for the reasons for that, because there are other reasons for it too. For example, smokers, because of, say, chronic hypoxia, meaning not enough oxygen, will develop increased levels of hemoglobin. People with chronic obstructive lung disease will have the same thing. Some men, not everybody, but some men taking testosterone replacement can make their hemoglobin levels go high. But here's a case where you look for all the causes, you don't find anything, and then you say polycythemia vera. And, of course, the ultimate complication is death. So how do they treat it? Well, they basically treat it by removing blood, from your body, and which is kind of, I don't know, what's the word for that, archaic?
There you go. You
have to do it, because they don't know any other treatment that can keep the blood count down. But it's so, and then they say your doctor might prescribe low-dose aspirin to help prevent blood clots. But really, you want to keep the blood a little bit thinner. And there was a very interesting report by Dr. Jonathan Wright when he was talking about one of the causes of heart attacks. And probably this has to do with what, you know, we talked about the beginnings of a heart attack really are the damage to the lining of the blood vessels and what might cause that. Well, if you have very thick blood, a pumping action by the heart, and that thick blood is going to increase the risk of damage to the blood vessels compared to people with thinner blood. So he compared women versus men. And if you look at, on a complete blood count, what the range for the hemoglobin for women is compared to men, it's always lower. And women have a lower incidence of heart attack. And he said that may be the correlation. And he was suggesting keeping the blood count a little bit lower. That might offer another added level of protection. Now, back to a polycythemia vera, they have drugs that'll suppress the production of red blood cells. But like all drugs, there are complications or symptoms associated with it. So you can use the drug, hydroxyurea, to suppress your bone marrow's production of red blood cells at the risk of developing leukemia. That's a side effect. Then you have another treatment they recommend, interferon.
And boy, does that have a long list of side effects.
Right, and it also has a like fever and flu-like side effects. And they say also that if you have a thyroid or a mental disorder, you ought to avoid that medication. And they've come out with other drugs. Isn't it interesting that their focus is just on drugs? They never look for any other approach to illness. It's just drugs and
just drugs that are going after a very, very narrow view of the issue that the patient's been diagnosed with.
Well, again, they're going after the symptom and not the cause. The symptom of the condition is the overproduction of red blood cells in the bone marrow, so they're trying to stop the overproduction of red blood cells instead of getting to the reason why there is overproduction. And, like I said, there may be some hidden infection because, one of the things I've discovered in medicine, if you don't look for it, you won't find it. And if you don't look for the possibility of infection, you're never going to find it, and they're not looking for that.
Okay, it's I'm going to a comparison in construction. Oh, there's water accumulating on the floor. I'll mop it up. Oh, the water is right back there. I'll mop it up. And nobody's looking for the source of the leak producing the water puddle.
Or a good paint job covers up a lot of things, too.
There you go.
I guess that's why they always recommend painting your house before you try to sell it. It's up to the buyer to find out what's possibly wrong.
So if you don't look for it, you won't find it.
So, I suggested to the patient before I suggested that ultraviolet blood therapy might be a worthwhile approach, but before you take that approach, you just want to do a comprehensive lab work to see if you pick up any other reasons for the problem, which mainstream medicine never looks for, including heavy metal toxicity, lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury might be an issue. I just see that mainstream medicine overlooks so many potential reasons for illness in their desire to prescribe drugs, and the patients are the ones suffering for that. So, want to... We're talking about blood, and one of the things that should be routinely looked for is iron overload. And iron overload seems to be pretty common, and it's probably as dangerous to your health as a vitamin D deficiency.
Dr. Slavin, I see so many formulas that have been made, so they have all of the other minerals, but no iron. And I think a lot of people might choose that iron-free formula because they've been concerned about an iron overload. Have you seen many patients that have high iron levels?
Well, okay, there's a condition called hemochromatosis, which is a genetic condition where you store a lot of iron in your body. But I think what we're talking about now is people that might have higher than optimal iron levels because of their diet, for example, and lowering that iron may be helpful to improving their health. So here's an example. The range for iron can be as high, some labs might say up to 300 could be up the normal range. But ideally, your serum iron, which can be measured with a ferritin level, should be somewhere between 20 and 80, and ideally between 40 and 60. Now, this is something different because, you know, again, like with most testing, the doctors say, oh, it's in range, everything is fine. But the range is so broad that we're including in those ranges people who have problems that aren't being detected or being acknowledged. So someone that comes in with an iron of 200 or 250, there may be an issue there. Now, typically, premenopausal women will have normal or low ferritin levels because they're bleeding monthly, and that's a way of keeping their iron levels down. But if it's starting to go up over 200, you want to really make sure you want to keep it down because a ferritin level of over 200 is not going to be routinely treated because you're still within range. So that's something that might be helpful because high iron levels are going to affect every organ in your body.
Okay.
Now, iron is a heavy metal, so understand heavy metals like mercury, lead, arsenic, cadmium, iron could be a problem.
Okay, so one of the things is iron plays a beneficial role, whereas those other heavy metals, lead, arsenic, mercury, and so on, don't necessarily play any kind of body support role. And I hear music, and so what's going to happen is I'll complete my question when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about heavy metals and iron overload, and what might be an issue with regard to heart function, circulatory function, and so on. And I was asking if don't you need to be certain that you're maintaining a particular level of iron so that the interaction with other minerals in your body is balanced. And I see so many different formulas, multivitamin formulas, that are iron free. And I also see a lot of people using those formulas and not eating red meat. So I have a little bit of a concern that possibly they're not necessarily getting the level of iron that they do need. So a food source multivitamin that had some, again, food source iron content, usually a very low dose of iron. And I have an opinion that possibly this information about being concerned about too much iron has swung the pendulum the other way, and possibly there may be people out there who may be relatively low in iron. How many people eat liver these days? If I suggest eating liver to someone, they kind of make a face. Very frequently I see that face, but occasionally I'll talk to somebody who's willing to eat a little bit of liver. That's a very good source of iron. And red meat, a lot of people don't use red meat. And some people may have been avoiding raisins because raisins are real high sugar content. So I don't know if there's any issue with people dealing with low iron levels or less than optimal iron levels.
Well, you know, doctors are trained to look at iron levels, because if you're in the association with low hemoglobin, because you might have an iron deficiency anemia. Now, what would cause that? Well, because there are several types of anemia. You can have iron. And there are only, basically, there are two pathways to anemia. One is you're either losing blood or you're not making blood. So those are the obvious two reasons. Either you're not making it or you're losing it. Now, when you're not making it, that could be because of an iron deficiency. It could be because of B vitamin deficiency. It could be because your bone marrow has stopped working. It's been poisoned by some substance. It could be a prescription drug as well as environmental toxins. So they have to look at that. That's why they do bone marrows. You know, look at the bone marrow, see what's going on. Now, if you're losing iron, in other words, you're anemic and they see your iron is low, so the likelihood is you're losing blood, and that's why they want to look for gastrointestinal bleeding. And you may not see the blood. The blood could be microscopic, but if there's a small amount of blood loss over a long period of time, that could cause the problem. Commonly, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, including aspirin, could be a cause of this type of problem. Or you could have more serious gastrointestinal problems like a tumor that might cause this situation. That's why the test for blood in your stool is so important to do, you know, routinely. But what this article is saying, that despite what the labs say as is the range of ferritin, they're saying it would be much better to keep your ferritin levels, which reflect your iron in the body, at much lower levels. And one of the reasons why you can increase your iron levels without trying to increase your iron levels. In other words, you're not taking a multivitamin with iron. In fact, all the multivitamins we carry in our office do not have iron in it. If someone needs iron because they're deficient, we give it to them separately. Because the vast majority of people don't need it. But here's what they say. The body has difficulty excreting iron on its own. And if you eat a lot of carbohydrates, that makes the situation worse. Which is kind of interesting because that's been, only until recently, that's been the recommended diet. You know, more carbs. And when you eat a diet high in carbs, you're increasing free radical production. And in combination with the presence of iron, you're really exacerbating that condition. So when you eat better, when talking about, again, lower consumption of carbs, you can see how it reduces free radical damage. Now, what does that mean? That means inflammation. See, that's the key. Inflammation is going to lead to mitochondrial dysfunction, and that's the common pathway to all sorts of illnesses. And you can't predict where the illness is going to pop up because it could be any part of your body. And that's the challenge. So first thing is, you know, when you go to your doctor and he's doing his minimalist blood work, he's doing a CBC, a chem panel, he might do just a TSH to check on thyroid. He'll probably do lipids because he wants to see if he can prescribe statins for you. Just make sure he adds a ferritin level in there. It's not an automatic when you do those tests. And then you want to see what your levels are.
One of the areas where I see so many people dealing with inflammation and then the subsequent symptoms of that inflammation, Dr. Slavin, are esophageal reflux, indigestion, heartburn. So that inflammation associated with food intake. So might a doctor do any other testing other than listen to the patient, and the patient is saying, oh, after I could just have a drink of water, doctor, and I get this terrible heartburn and indigestion. That's such a common inflammatory issue that so many people deal with. And okay, they take antacid products, the whole range of things, like omeprazole, for example, to calm that digestive response down. But the inflammation pretty much must stay in place because even after a very long time on the medication, if the patient stops the medication, the discomfort comes back. So the inflammation is there.
Surprise, surprise. If you don't address the underlying cause.
Right.
It's still there doing the damage, only you've suppressed the body's way of telling you this.
Dealing with it.
So one of the first things I have to mention to people that have that is, I say, you're drinking a lot of coffee. And a lot of coffee could be one cup a day. It doesn't take a lot to weaken the lower esophageal sphincter, which allows the reflux to occur. And that applies to a lot of people. I say, you know, give that up for a while and see if you notice a difference there. I think the standard American diet, which is high in junk food, high in carbohydrates, can also predispose to this condition. I think there's another underdiagnosed problem that can definitely predispose, and that's SIBO, S-I-B-O, which stands for small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Very easy to get that. And what happens there is the minute you eat something, you have the bacteria where it shouldn't be, and it starts thriving on the nutrients that you've just eaten when there shouldn't be bacteria there, and it produces gas and increases the intra-abdominal pressure, and you'll get reflux. So, you know, paying attention to that possibility. Now, how could that happen? Well, it could happen if you've taken antibiotics that might predispose to bacterial overgrowth. And just remember, you can get antibiotics without a prescription.
Oh, that's right. What's the best way to diagnose for certain that there is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth?
You know, I have to say it's by talking to the patient.
Really?
Yeah.
Take
a history, and then if you use natural approaches, there are no side effects, nothing dangerous, and you could try that. And if it improves the situation, then you've accomplished something. So what are some of the natural products that can deal with that?
Okay, so the bacterial overgrowth, that tells me that the beneficial bacteria have been overwhelmed by potentially negative bacteria. And so I would say Acidophilus in particular, because Acidophilus works in the small intestine. So you want a very comprehensive profile of beneficial bacteria so they reestablish themselves. But you want that beneficial bacterial profile not only in the small intestine but in the colon as well. And then let's say that possibly that bacteria was allowed to thrive because there was a deficiency of appropriate profile of enzymes and acids in the upper digestive tract.
That's true, but I just want to bring up the point that any antibiotic will allow, for example, overgrowth of yeast. So sometimes I'll say, you're giving me the symptom, I feel bloated after eating right away. That could be the tip-off of the symptom. And I just want to see if I can find a product that I've, with the ingredients that I've seen to be helpful.
One of the things that I think about is body temperature a little bit low? Is the presence of iodine lacking? And that whole profile of effects with a low body temperature, the body typically is not then able to offset the overgrowth of that bacteria. That's causing a problem. And the lack of iodine, that is a contributing factor to the low body temperature. Iodine's going to kill bacteria. So if we have an absolute iodine-free diet, then the potential for that bacteria to overgrow is right there. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we are talking about all manner of different microorganisms that might be causing you problems and all of the ways you need to know about in order to reestablish optimal function. That's what we're after here. So at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, that's what you will find, the approaches that will help you reestablish optimal function in your body.
So we were looking at some of the different herbs and
formulas that are going to be so comprehensive.
And what would you call them, essential oils in here, like lavender or tea tree oil or oregano oil? They could all be helpful in reducing undesirable bacterial count, but it really only works in the digestive tract because systemic absorption is not going to be that good, and then it's not going to really get into the tissues. And that's why I think we're seeing such good results following the use of the polychromatic intravenous light therapy.
And I'm always going to let you say that, and I'm going to say UVLRX.
Because that treatment treats the blood that then is able to reach all the tissues of the body and, reach these infections that may be hiding in different areas of the body that normally wouldn't be reached by any of these substances taken orally. So that's why, it's good to try them first, and if you get good results, fine, but sometimes it's not enough. So we were looking at, some of the things like echinacea, golden seal, different mushrooms, black walnut.
Echinacea is going to be supporting your white blood cell formation and activity. Golden seal is more directed at killing off bacteria. So they're very complementary. They work in different ways.
And black walnut, well-known substance to help deal with
parasites.
So, there are a lot of natural things out there. So the one thing I can say is when you take products like that, their safety profile is very good. You wouldn't want to take a prescription drug because of all the side effects that you get when you take them.
Well, we're looking at a particular formula, and one of the things that isn't in that formula is coconut oil. And coconut oil contains a specific lauric acid, and that lauric acid is very effective against fungus and yeast overgrowth. So there are many different approaches for this. But this formula with the echinacea, the golden seal, black walnut, the list is very comprehensive. You're going to hit your target with one or more of the ingredients in this formula.
So how do you know if you have this problem? Well, first of all, you shouldn't have bloating after eating, number one. And it doesn't mean you have an overgrowth of bacteria. It could mean you don't have enough digestive enzymes. Could be you're just not chewing your food enough. Could be you're eating food that you shouldn't be eating. For example, milk products could be notorious for causing bloating. So you have to pay attention to your diet as well.
Do you have an opinion on grass-fed milk?
I think that's better. The more natural you get, grass-fed is... Cows are supposed to be grass-fed.
And not homogenized.
Right, not homogenized. So grass-fed and not corn-fed or soy-fed. That's the problem. And then you're getting the milk, and it's not what milk was meant to be. It wasn't meant to be for cows. It wasn't meant to be for calves. But this is what they're doing. This is all to improve profits, not because they're looking out for you and to make a healthier product. Now, you can get grass-fed milk that's not homogenized, so that's a plus. You can't get raw milk legally, though.
Only for your pets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think part of the problems is that we take for granted too many symptoms that shouldn't be acceptable. You know, if you have a headache, it's not a aspirin deficiency. You have to think about, all right, what triggered that headache? If you have digestive issues, you have to think about what's triggering it. Just because they're very common complaints among people doesn't mean they're okay, that they're normal, that they should be acceptable. So any digestive complaint, whether it be heartburn, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, you have to really look into what's wrong with your body, because when your body is becoming dysfunctional, it's damaging the cells of your body. It's causing inflammation, and that's going to lead to all different types of problems.
And certainly when you're having difficulty with digestive issues, you are not able to assimilate the beneficial nutrients that are the very reason you're consuming food. So very important for people to understand. Support your digestive system. You know, one of the things that I routinely recommend, because it's so comprehensive in how it addresses digestive issues, is aloe vera. So using aloe vera, you're going to find very great soothing to your digestive tract, the potential to reduce inflammation, as well as enhancing the function of your liver and your overall digestive tract. The aloe vera is going to put into place a background chemistry where beneficial microorganisms survive and colonize well.
And I just want to remind everybody, it's probably not too late if you wanted to do it. The representative from the Cell Wellbeing company is here, and we're offering a discount on the test. Normally it's $150 for a 30-page report on all the things that are affecting the health of your body, and today it's only $100, so you can still give us a call and we can probably squeeze you in. The number is 954-748-4991, and just tell them you'd like to do the Cell Wellbeing test. The information you'll get will be enable you to optimize your nutrition from every standpoint. And I think what I've done here, if you go to the website,
the drslavin.com, right. S-L-A-V-I-N.
And then you go to the functional medicine drop-down menu, and the third one down is the Cell Wellbeing Optimized Nutrition. I've posted anonymously someone's report, so you can see exactly what the report has. So you can decide if this is something that you find interesting. So let me just see if I can guide you to it, because I had trouble finding it initially. So if you go to the drop-down menu, so right above where you see why get a hair scan, you'll see that sentence above, find the right cell well-being optimized nutritional food plan for you. Click here, and you'll see a sample plan, so you'll be able to find it. So it wasn't the easiest, doesn't stand out, but it's there, so you can look at what a sample report looks like.
So many different aspects of how your body is functioning will come up in the cell well-being test, so you'll know exactly where to focus your efforts to support good health, to support the optimized function of every cell of your body.
And again, this is another form of energy medicine where we're utilizing that technology, which is really exploding in medical circles, energy medicine. So just a way of identifying problems before they show up in any other way. In other words, blood tests can be an early telltale sign of a problem. But the energy problems show up way before the blood test will show a problem. So you can be made aware of issues that you can intervene with before. See, the reason mainstream medicine doesn't take this approach they don't have a drug to prescribe for you, so they're not interested. If you, you know, just think about all the drugs you get, because they only test you for what they have a drug for. They don't test you for dysfunction or for, and I guess dysfunction is the best term, but you can have problems with energy flow in your body, which is a reflection of mitochondrial dysfunction. They don't test for that because they don't know what to do with it. Because the answer to these problems is dietary in most cases. And we have to be made aware that we have to first know that our diets can be improved upon, and then you see the results. When you do that, lots of good things happen.
I love it when lots of good things happen, and I get a lot of very nice feedback. And Dr. Slavin, you know, you were saying, well, mainstream medicine doesn't do this because they don't have a drug. And also the way mainstream medicine is practiced, the doctors don't have time. And when you think about how very frequently information comes out that is extremely helpful in identifying the underlying causes, that information comes out very often in conversation. That music tells us we are out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back with more tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.